हरे कृष्णा। So we discussed about the six major prerequisites for prema, rules for prema. Srila Prabhupada says, on one hand, although we discuss about these different stages of bhakti and the importance of having knowledge about the highest stages of bhakti like bhava and prema and all these things, at the stage of a sadhaka, there is one thing that is most important. What is it? There is a constant competition between the three modes, sattva-guna, rajoguna, tamaguna, trying to push the other one down and to come up. There is one verse in Bhagavad Gita, there's one verse which says, when rajas comes sometimes, then tama and sattva-guna go down. Sometimes tamas comes to top, then rajas and sattva are pushed down. So nobody can be permanently labeled as a devotee in sattva-guna, rajoguna or tamoguna. Generally we say someone is in a particular guna, the guna which is predominating that person, mostly. But anybody can be subjected to any of the three gunas, any time. So Srila Rupa Goswami Pad says atyahara, prayasa, prajalpa and all these things. If you see the atyahara, prayas, prajalpa, these are all rajoguna. Rajoguni activities. Because rajoguni means hankering for more and more. So atyahara is over accumulation. Prayas is over endeavor. Prajalpa is useless talk for expanding material life. So all this is rajoguna. And niyamagraha is actually bewildered and neglecting spiritual life. This is tamoguna. If you see, niyamagraha, janasangascha, laulyamcha, bad association, and having a greed for expanding material life. So the tamoguna is characterized by confusion, bewilderment, indecision, fear, lethargy, and postponing tendency. So these are all tamoguni activities. Similarly, rajoguni activities, hankering for material enjoyment, and passion for honor, and prestige, and status. And the prajalpa is actually a long-wounded talk for gaining honor and prestige and name and fame, if you see. So these are all, actually all these things are in rajoguna and tamaguna. And you will find in the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, even for a yogi who want to attain steadiness in yoga, there is a long procedure given. How one should physically stabilize oneself first, identify a place of solitude which is holy. The association of these things is considered very important. Why a holy place? Shuchau deshe pratishtapya stiram asanam atmanah na uchritam na atnecham chailajana kushottaram tatre kagram manakritva. He says, you not only your body has to be stably situated, you have to situate yourself in a holy place. And all this preparation is actually to bring a person to mode of goodness. Because steadiness or the quality of sthairyam is possible only in goodness, which Krishna says in the 13th chapter, Amanitvam, Adamitvam, Ahimsakshantir, Arjavam, Acharya, Pasanam, Shaucham, sthairyam, he says. So the sthairyam or the sthirata has to be attained. Srila Prabhupada says, if one is not having this sthairyam but is succumbing to rajoguna and tamoguna and pollutes himself, such a person loses determination. And Prabhupada, today morning, Prabhupada was saying, if silently somebody pollutes himself, practically it will be shown by his lack of determination. One loses the determination. Because devotion service is such a process, no one can do drama in this path for a very long time. Actually, one may not tell one's authorities, one may not tell one's equals, peers, one may not reveal to the spiritual master. But what is the proof that one is polluting oneself by rajoguna and tamaguna? One loses determination. Because Krishna is very personal, he is reciprocative. If you are sincere, he will reciprocate with us and he will tadarajastamo bhava kamalo vadayasche cheta eterana vidnam sthitam sattve prasidati. So he will fill our hearts with sthitam sattve prasidati. He will give us the stability in mode of goodness and to become situated in goodness and always remain a prasannatma. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogatah bhagavat tattva vijnana mukta sangasa jayate. But if somebody is polluting, contaminating himself with rajoguna, tamaguna, even while living in the company of devotees, one is careless. Carelessness is tamaguna. Carelessness is actual tamaguna. Confusion, carelessness, bewilderment, illusion, all these things are in tamaguna. So when tamaguna and rajoguna, they are like viruses. When virus enters the computer system, computer hangs. Similarly, when tamaguna, rajoguna enters devotee, devotee hangs also. Bewildered, bewildered, confused, depressed. So one loses the prasanna chitta. So the prasanna chitta is not our own prerogative. Prasanna chitta actually is to be given by the grace of Krishna. When Krishna infuses our heart with Srimad Radharani's bhakti shakti, then only we can feel prasanna. Otherwise we cannot feel prasanna. Prasannata, we cannot put up a show of a smile for a long time. The chitta has to be prasanna. So for chanting the holy name properly and cleansing the heart, sadhaka has to situate himself in sattva guna. Which means sadhaka has to constantly watch how the other day I was telling you, yesterday said in that Machukunda section, he says, tapo yuktaha shraddhayuto dhiraha nissangaha mukta samshayaha. Five qualifications, he says. So mukta samshaya means free from doubt. When can we completely become free from doubt? For that nissangaha. Nissangaha means a devotee should safeguard oneself from bad association. If any of us become contaminated by rajoguna tamaguna, it is surely a proof that we have associated with some contamination. Because the whole problem starts only with association with some contaminating agent. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strong when he spoke to Sanatana Goswami. What he said first, very first thing? Asasangatyag ehi Vaishnavacha. You see? Krishna, he said, Sri Sangi Yeka Asadu Krishna Abhakta R. Very first instruction he gave. He said, a devotee means very intelligent, not to allow oneself to be contaminated. Actually, if a devotee takes care of this, then the subsequent steps are very easy. That's why when there is nissangaha, then tapo yuktaha and shraddhayito. Shraddha automatically comes. Because when there is no bad contaminating element, then you only have good element. Then actually shraddha develops. When there is shraddha, then there is shraddha for tapo yukta. Then one is convinced about the value of tapo yukta, austerity. So when there is nissanga, then one becomes dhira, serious also. And the result is mukta samshayaha. One becomes free from all doubts completely. And freedom from doubt means we can become like an innocent child. An innocent child has no doubts about the mother, father, and the shelter in which he is in. So in this way, a child free from all doubt is completely safely sheltered. Similarly, initially we are not safely sheltered in Krishna's lotus feet because we have many doubts which arise from the cunning nature produced by the association of rajaguna and tamaguna. But the rajaguna tamaguna has to be driven out. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, curb ignorance, diminish passion, enrich goodness. So we have to, at a ground level, the sattvaguna has to be used as a springboard so that the chanting of the holy name can be done very nicely. Just like you see when you have a gold ring or some silver ornament, they keep it in a very nice box, you see, with a velvet inside. A box is very big, but the ornament is only small. But it is an ornament worthy of preserving, isn't it? Similarly, the chanting of the holy name, when we are trying to do, we have to preserve it by posting ourselves on the platform of Satyaguna. From there, it is very easy to approach. Just like you want to fly in a plane, you have to go to the airport. You can't fly from number 4 Tarapur here only. You know, you go to the airport 20 minutes and then you board the plane. Similarly, to go to transcendence, we have to come to Satyaguna. So rise above Tamaguna, Rajaguna activities. And we have to add, the purpose of Shastric study is to understand, hey, what are the contaminating elements? Note them down. Very cautiously avoid. We are not very strong in the material world. Anytime anybody can be slapped down by Maya's forces, especially arising from Rajaguna, Tamaguna. And one should be very cautious to withdraw oneself from contaminating agents and keep oneself on Satyaguna and chant the holy name nicely, elevate more and more. And as we are getting elevated, we should never become proud that now I have become purified. Just see me, see my determination, see my beauty, see my greatness, see my glory, see my halo on my head. So then again one can be pulled down by Rajaguna and Tamaguna again. So in this way the material world is so created. The Maya's three forces of Rajaguna, Tamaguna, Sattaguna are constantly in action. And a devotee has to walk through this world. Of course we are escorted by the super soul and by the well-wishing words of the spiritual master. We are never alone in this world. And by the association of wonderful devotees all around us. But the choice of association has to be made by us only. What we want to take and what we want to give up. So we have to give up the three modes infection and we have to take in the pure association. And situating in goodness, chant the holy name and quickly elevate to transcendence to a point of no return. So that we will never return back to this horrible material world infested with the three modes. Harinam Prabhu ki. Jaya.